It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends, welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. I don't even want to take 5 minutes of your time today. I think we'll keep it to about four. So, the just about to turn 14-year-old daughter of a friend of mine was in the audience at a large youth retreat I spoke at recently. She and I met very briefly, and I was super encouraged when my friend told me that the weekend had a big impact on her, and she spoke quite a bit about what I'd shared. But then he asked if I would write her a letter as part of a collection of letters he was pulling together for her 14th birthday. I have to say that I've not written many letters to 14-year-old girls that I don't know, and not doing so is probably a practice I should continue. But for what it's worth, here's what I wrote to her. Becca. Yeah, it's a little weird to get a letter from some old bearded dude in California who you don't really know, but only heard speak at a camp with a thousand other teenagers. Creepy even. Except that, you know, the creepy old bearded camp speaker dude happens to be friends with your dad. So hopefully that lowers the creepiness factors. Three words of advice or encouragement for you. One, risk. You are not made for a boring and safe and mundane punch the clock and eat dinner in front of reality TV, find a vice and stick with it, become who others expect you to be life. Nope. You were made, really, God's dream for you, for an adventurous life living in the active and present kingdom of God. But that requires a bit of risk on your part. Try things, get uncomfortable, explore, all the while listening to God and paying attention to God's direction. Two, exercise curiosity. Healthy people are curious and constantly asking why. The best leaders are always wondering and noodling and dreaming and probing and seeking. The best friends, and maybe the best enemies, really, those who are good for sharpening us, are those who are curious about the motive behind behaviors. I believe that developing curiosity will serve you in life more than just about any skill set or practice. And I'm pretty sure we make God smile when we put curiosity into practice. Third, breathe. Relax and slow down. Don't give in to the pressure to live your life at 1,000 miles per hour, constantly rushing to the next thing. Don't measure your value by how much you can get done or by how many plates you can keep spinning. Don't bow to the idol of productivity. Instead, rest in the knowledge of God's perfect and unchangeable love for you and acceptance of you. Soak in the experience of a peace that can only come from healthy relationships with God, self, others, and all of creation. May a big ol' heap and helping of God's blessings be on your head. Same to you, listener. May a good big ol' help and may a good ol' heap and helping of God's blessings be on your head.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.